Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1180. June, July 15th, 1937. Once I learned that I was to be transferred to another house. My knowledge of this was purely interior. At the same time, I heard a voice in my soul. Do not be afraid, my daughter. It is my will that you should remain here. Human plans will be thwarted, since they must conform to my will. When I was close to the Lord, he said to me, Why are you afraid to begin the work which I have commanded you to carry out? I answered, Why do you leave me on my own at such times, Jesus? And why do I not feel your presence? My daughter, even though you do not perceive me in the most secret depths of your heart, you still cannot say that I am not there. I only remove from you the awareness of my presence, and that should not be an obstacle to the carrying out of my will. I do this to achieve my unfathomable ends, which you will know of later on. My daughter, know without doubt, and once and for all, that only mortal sin drives me out of a soul, and nothing else. Today the Lord said to me, My daughter, my pleasure and delight, nothing will stop me from granting you graces. Your misery does not hinder my mercy. My daughter, write that the greater the misery of a soul, the greater its right to my mercy. Urge all souls to trust in the unfathomable abyss of my mercy, because I want to save them all. On the cross, the fountain of my mercy was opened wide by the lance for all souls. No one have I excluded. O Jesus, I want to live in the present moment, to live as if this were the last day of my life. I want to use every moment scrupulously for the greater glory of God, to use every circumstance for the benefit of my soul. I want to look upon everything from the point of view that nothing happens without the will of God. God of unfathomable mercy, embrace the whole world and pour yourself out upon us through the merciful heart of Jesus. On an earlier occasion, in the evening, I saw the Lord Jesus upon the cross. From his hands, feet, and side, the most sacred blood was flowing. After some time, Jesus said to me, All this is for the salvation of souls. Consider well, my daughter, what you are doing for their salvation. I answered, Jesus, when I look at your suffering, I see that I am doing next to nothing for the salvation of souls. And the Lord said to me, Know, my daughter, that your silent, day-to-day martyrdom in complete submission to my will ushers many souls into heaven. And when it seems to you that your suffering exceeds your strength, contemplate my wounds, and you will rise above human scorn and judgment. Meditation on my passion will help you to rise above all things. I understood many things I had been unable to comprehend before. July 9th, 1937. This evening, one of the deceased sisters came and asked me for one day of fasting and to offer all my spiritual exercises on that day for her. I answered that I would. From early morning on the following day, I offered everything for her intention. During Holy Mass, I had a brief experience of her torment. I experienced such intense hunger for God that I seemed to be dying of the desire to become united with him. This lasted only a short time, but I understood what the longing of the souls in purgatory was like. Immediately after Holy Mass, I asked Mother Superior's permission to fast, but I did not receive it because of my illness. When I entered the chapel, I heard these words, "If you had fasted, sister, I would not have gotten relief until the evening. But for the sake of your obedience, which prevented you from fasting, I obtained this relief at once. Obedience has great power." After these words, I heard, "May God reward you." I often pray for Poland. I see that God is very angry with it because of its ingratitude. I exert all the strength of my soul to defend it. I constantly remind God of the promises of His mercy. When I see His anger, I throw myself trustingly into the abyss of His mercy, and I plunge all Poland in it, and then He cannot use His justice. My country, how much you cost me! There is no day in which I do not pray for you. Here, St. Faustina found out interiorly that she was to be transferred to another religious house. But Jesus tells her not to be afraid, to put everything into His hands, and He will take care of everything. She probably didn't want to be transferred because that would take her away from Father Andras, who was helping her spiritually. Jesus encourages her to begin the work, laying the foundations of the new community. He promises that He is always with her, even when she doesn't perceive His presence. He stays with all of us, unless we are in a state of mortal sin. Jesus encourages all of us, even the greatest sinners among us, to trust in His mercy. Faustina desires to live in the present moment. This is very good advice for all of us. And we all should strive to do something for the salvation of souls. Offering little things up to the Lord out of love for others is very effective. And if we meditate on Christ's passion, we can overcome our difficulties, as he teaches Faustina. Faustina offered up many sacrifices for a deceased sister who visited her. She found out that the most effective thing she could offer up was her obedience to her superior. She had an experience of how much the souls in purgatory long to be with God. And then finally she prays for her country of Poland, and she finds out that God is not pleased with their ingratitude. How much we should all pray for our own countries, and we should never take God's graces for granted.